Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston.
An Odyssey station.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center. Learn more at youhaveus.org.
Which you've touched on some of this with a few answers, but as a whole, your opinion of Tuca's performance tonight, overall and also specifically second period?
Well, listen, it wasn't good enough to win, but neither were we. So this isn't on Tuca. Kevin, you lose Millers and the Carlos, guys that play minutes for you, and other D come in. Other people in the lineup have to pick them up. They have to do their job, whether it's the forward scoring more goals or the goalie keeping the puck out of the net better, or we defend better. And it's a mix of all those things. Of course he could have been better. And as I alluded to earlier, there were some rebounds and, you know, that we could have as a whole, you know, cleared or controlled better, could have started there. But we mismanaged some pucks and put them in bad spots as well. So this is a team loss.
Well, a coach like me has it squarely on the defense. And I believe he's referring specifically to Grizzlick and his inability to clear the puck on the rebound and in the neutral zone also. So, I believe that you may have the ear of many Bruins fans when you say that Tuca has and should have played his final game in a Bruins uniform. But I do not put that on him last night.
You can't keep doing the same thing, Greg, and expect different results.
That's true. That's the definition of insanity.
Right.
Yes.
He tried his best most of the time. He's a good guy. Like, he's a great dad. I mean, dad of the century. but I just think it's time for something new. And for all the talk about the players love him, I'm sure they love him. But was there really a lot of people running to Tuca's defense when Swayman came in and was playing great through the regular season? They seemed to enjoy playing with Swayman. Did they complain? Did they say, oh, we miss Rask? So if you're going to use what they say as gospel, I think they'd be fine with Swayman next year. And you can allocate that money to Taylor Hall or whatever to build a better team.
So if you look at the big three being, when it comes to free agents, being Tuca, Krejci, and Taylor Hall, then you say goodbye to Tuca.
Because you're saying you could sign two or three of them?
I mean, what do you think, Ken, numbers-wise?
I think they could afford all three. It depends. If Hall wants $6 million or less, then if he wants $8 million, forget it. I mean, they're not going to pay him more than Bergeron and Marchand and those guys. But the problem is if you let Tuca go, you need a veteran goalie, don't you? You can't have Swayman play every game without a veteran presence in. So they got to go out and sign some other guy. So is he going to be better than Tuca? Probably not.
Is it Swayman and Halak?
Well, you have Halak.
Oh, and Halak, he's not going to want to re-sign here, will he? He was relegated to the third goalie.
He's on hold, wanted to talk about wings if you want to get to him.
He's a free agent,
You got Darth Vlader?
I guess. I mean, Swayman and Vladar?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's your biggest question mark, because we can clearly see how important it is to what the goalie means. And if you go with Swayman and you hand him the keys, you're going with an unproven, not saying he can't get it done, but your window's small. Like, this is a
what has Tuca proven?
He's proven he can get you to Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Okay. What has he won that matters?
Well, he hasn't won, but I mean,
he's been how long? How long has he been the goalie?
For a number
10
of years.
Almost. Yeah, a decade. Take out a couple.
Right.
Okay, so I think it's time to move on.
I'm just disgusted with the effort last night in specific. I mean, nobody was playing physical.
Sloppy. You know,
McAvoy gets run, and there's zero response from this Bruins team.
Right.
I mean, but that's hard. It's a 1-1 game, so what do you want? You want to retaliate and then take a penalty and lose the game? It's an elimination game, and it's a 1-1 game.
Okay. So another no call then?
I mean, that was a bad no call, a terrible no call. That one is egregious.
This is Jay from North Carolina. Hey, Jay.
Hey, guys. A very, very disappointed Jay. What a monumental collapse that was. I think maybe Tuukka has played his last game. What they need is a Russian goalie like Vasiliev or Varlamov and a couple of big goons to keep the area clear. Maybe Carlo and Mello were the difference. Would have been the difference. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you absolutely missed Carlo, and to some degree you missed Miller. But isn't your expectation that guys are there to step up? I mean,
that's what you think.
I mean, that's, Don Sweeney is obsessed with these smaller defensemen. It seems to me, and I think maybe you look at who you can bring in who can use the body a little bit.
Well, you would think that Cassidy would go to Sweeney and go, hey, listen, we need to bring in, with Kylo being down, dealing with a concussion, we probably need somebody that fits more that role than a smaller defenseman, Mike Riley, puck
mover. Talking back at trade time.
Yeah, when Curtis brought that up.
When Carlo got his concussion. Yeah, the first one. All right, we got to do this.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
Code word this hour is harbor. So if you would like to win $1,000, just text the code word harbor to 72881 right now, and you're in the running to win. So code word harbor, text it to 72881. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive, and you'll have another chance to win in our typical national radio cash contest coming up next hour. And I have Red Sox tickets to give away before this hour ends, and here is Ken to tell you what is trending right now.
The best off-season Patriots coverage can be found here. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, Subaru Summer going on now. It's your chance to hit the road in a brand new 2021 Subaru. Find your authorized retailer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Tuukka Rask played through some kind of an injury, we think, although Curtis speculated there was a whole ruse.
A ruse? He's going to have surgery.
He didn't say it for sure, but yeah.
No, he suggested that he will need surgery.
But if we're going to listen to everybody's post-game press conferences and tell them and agree that they are honest... Mm-hmm. Bruce Cassidy, before the game, said he was healthy.
He said he could go.
So is he lying, or what
are
we saying?
He said healthy. Did he say healthy?
Yes.
I don't know. He said 95, 92. That's all I heard.
Here's Tuukka talking about what it was like for him mentally and physically to play through the injury.
Yeah, well, you know, it's tough in a sense that, you know, when you're injured, it's kind of nagging the back of your head. You're just thinking about it, but you try to push it out and just focus on the game itself. So I thought I try to do as good a job with that as possible and definitely battles and left it all out there and we just fell a little short this time. But I was happy that I could, play and perform at some pretty good level, at least.
How many people were at that game last night, would you guess,
crowd.
I think 16,000.
How much?
16K, probably.
Why are the coaches the only people out of 16,000 that are wearing a mask in the entire arena?
I don't get
what
that
is, one. What is the point of that?
I have no clue.
You have people sitting together, row upon row of people who aren't wearing a mask, and then you have... Trotz and Cassidy are the only people that are wearing a mask in the entire building.
I don't get
it's
that.
It's the strangest
one.
Thing I've ever seen.
I agree. And one note on Cassidy's comments. Yesterday, after the team's morning skate, quote, he's our starting goalie. He's healthy and ready to go.
Well, yeah. I mean, you understand that. I mean, I think everybody knew that Tuukka had an injury. Mm-hmm. He said so on this program. So. Yep. I think that the coach believed that Tuukka, at whatever percent he was at, as he said, was a better option than Swayman.
Then why pull him in game five?
And why say he's healthy and ready to go?
If you're only down two goals, like game five was a very winnable game, right? You go into the third period being down two goals. If you're the coach of the Boston Bruins, mm-hmm. are you going, this game's out of hand, out of reach?
How many of those goals do you think Swayman stops last night?
Oh, you're going to shut
out. I don't think he would have let up the same amount of goals. Because you got to think.
Well, one of them Rask gave away, basically.
Well, and
admitted it.
The two Grizzly goals were off of turnovers, mm-hmm. so yep. those I won't put on him. The Charlie McAvoy goal, I don't put that on Tuca because, you know, Charlie McAvoy doesn't clear the guy from the
Correct.
Front.
Correct. He's allowing the guy to stand there in front of the net and right. wait for the puck to come
right.
through.
Right. So three of those goals, I think, regardless who's in net, they're scoring.
Mm-hmm. Well, very disappointing, obviously. Impending free agents include Tuukka Rask, David Krejci, Taylor Hall, Sean Corrali, Mike Riley, Kevin Miller, Yaro Halak. There's your list. Plus an expansion draft to get through. You can only protect, 10 guys if you go with the one format, 7 forwards, 3 defensemen. So that'll be an interesting offseason that begins now. Red Sox lose to the Astros 8-3. They'll do it again tonight, 7:10, first pitch on the Shaws. And Star Market, Red Sox Radio Network, 6:10 pregame. Erod V. Greinke and the Celtics have begun to assemble coaching candidates per Woj, including several assistants, the Clippers' Chauncey Billups, the Bucks' Darvin Ham and Charles Lee, the Mavs' Jamal Mosley, and the Nets' Ime Udoka could be your new Celtics head coach. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back to more. The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
He's ready to go, Steve, so that's it. It's that simple. He's our starting goalie, and he's healthy and ready to go, and let's hope he's on tonight and we're better in front of him than in Game 5.
Would you guess that the coach regrets his decision when it comes to Tuca?
I think he regrets that he pulled him in Game 5.
You think so?
I think so. Because that, to me, that's where you lost the series. Because if you don't pull him in Game 5, I believe he makes that save, and now you're able to come back and this series is 4-4, and you're headed to overtime, and who knows, maybe you do come away with that win. So I think he regrets the Game 5 decision.
So you think he makes that save, the save that Swayman didn't make,
yeah.
and then it's a completely different series.
Yeah, now it's 4-4, and you know, and who knows what happens in overtime. You put yourself in a position to win. Maybe you win that game, but because you pulled him, you didn't give your team that chance.
This is David. David, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So I am defending Tuukka Rask because he's taking a lot of heat, as he should, as a goalie. He needs to take some. But, you know, I do really blame the team in a lot of ways. I blame the coach for pulling him on Game 5, like Wiggy just said. And then the other thing yesterday, the team just collapsed. They're turning the puck over. I mean, the goalie is an extremely important part in hockey. We all know that. But if your defensive man can't stop the opposition team from scoring, from coming in into your net, then what are you supposed to do? At some point, you're limited. And this, to me, that's what happened yesterday. The Bruins just look like a whole different team, not the team we've seen all season, and they just collapsed.
No, those guys were camping out in front of Tuukka the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they still think the social distancing is required or whatever, but there's not a guy, there's not a guy moving.
Topical.
There's not a guy moving anybody out of there.
Right. Think about how many deflections.
And I include Charlie McAvoy in that. And I said at the start of the show today that you can't put that loss on two guys, and that's Marchand and McAvoy. But that first goal is on him.
Yeah.
Use the body.
You got to at least tie up the stick.
You put that loss on three people: Tuukka Rask, Butch Cassidy, and Jermaine Wiggins.
Butch Cassidy.
And
what about the Sundance kid?
And Jermaine Wiggins.
That's what they call him, Butch.
They call him Butch over there. Is he a masshole like Brad Stevens?
You didn't know Bruce was Butch?
No, we didn't know that.
I don't know why. Hello, they call him Butch.
44-year-old masshole.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Tony?
How y'all doing?
What's up?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
What up?
Good.
So, basically, I just want to talk about the Celtics off-season moves.
Tony. Tony, we're right in the middle of talking Bruins hockey. Can we do the Celtics off-season moves tomorrow or something? Monday?
Tomorrow.
Maybe Saturday. Maybe Saturday with Ken and Curtis?
Tangway and Curtis.
Oh, Tangway and Curtis.
Shoot me in the head.
Thank you.
That'll be a great show.
That'll be a good show.
Oh, God.
What are you guys planning for Saturday?
Surviving till 1.
Do the basketball talk. I think that'll be big.
I love basketball talk.
You are a basketball expert.
I mean, I have to reset my mind. I've been so hockey-centric.
Hello, Rich.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Along with everybody else, I'm really in a bad mood this morning. And, you know, rightfully so. I was listening to your show, and previous caller got on and started talking about Biden banning these mothers, the use of the word mother.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, come on, seriously. So in my bad mood, I said, this is impossible. I'm going to fight this one. So I started doing some fact-checking, and totally incorrect, not true at all.
Okay.
It's been a lot of stuff on the conservative media talking about that. It basically had to do with the House rules and around some language and some obscure piece of rules, and just not true. So we really have to be careful when we start hearing these things, because you know what happens? Your previous caller heard this from somebody else who then tells somebody else and then tells somebody else. You know how that works.
Yeah, it's like collusion,
mothers
right?
Safe. Right. Yeah, oh, yeah. Right.
So
we've got to be careful because there's so much misinformation going around. There's another piece I heard yesterday about immigrants are now being bused to red states purposely. Not true.
Not true.
Lots of misinformation. I love sports. I listen to the show to kind of, you know, get away from all this craziness. So when I do hear something that's just so wrong, word to the wise, don't believe everything you hear. If you haven't heard that phrase already,
still okay to use the term mother.
Mother,
you don't have to say birthing.
I'm gonna write mother, or whatever. But I'm gonna be continue to use it myself.
Where do you stand on canceling apple pie?
Yeah, that's next. So it's going to be everything gets dumped on Biden or the current administration. I'm a middle of the roader guy, and I don't like some of the stuff going on both sides.
Rich, did it bother you that you were fed a lie about a wet market for a year and a half?
We don't know that.
We do know it didn't.
Well, you know we don't. No. Let's stick with facts here. Okay?
It didn't originate in a wet market.
Facts. I think politics is a messy game.
Well, if you like it on both sides, I just would assume that you would agree with that statement, too.
I have friends on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people who say they like it on both sides are really liberal. That's my experience.
Can we get back to the chicken
conversation? What happened to middle America here? Remember Middle America, family values, all that kind of good
there
stuff?
Is, we learned yesterday, sir, we learned yesterday on the show there is no Middle America. There's only the West Coast and the East Coast. Yes, right? I hope you heard that.
We're in big trouble if that continues. I mean, it's not good.
Rich, are you a lemon pepper guy or a buffalo sauce guy?
He's middle of the road. He doesn't want any sauce. No sauce.
No sauce.
I like a little bit of each. I respect both sides. And I'll put one half on my piece and one half on the other side.
Missionary? Missionary only, right?
Missionary, you know, right. Yes.
Happy Friday, Junior, everybody.
Okay, all right, great.
He's right down the middle.
Right in the middle there. He is.
He has a coexist bumper sticker. I bet my life on it.
Middle of the road guy. Hello, Jim.
Hey, yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, Jim?
What's going on?
What are you calling about?
I'm calling about Cassidy being outcoached. I'm calling about Tuukka going down way too early, like a folding chair, top left side. I mean, I can go on. I mean, come on, guys.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Certainly, prior to last night, Cassidy was outcoached. I mean, I think that, you know, they quick shifted him left and right previous game. I think Trotz is – I think the guy's a really good coach. I mean, he's a weird-looking dude, but he's a really good coach.
Trotz has been a great coach. You see him in his playoff games. Look at Tuukka Rask in elimination games last night. He's 3-7. Okay, so let's just start there. If you look at his positioning in the last three games, he seems to go down very early. It was talked about yesterday on glove side. Glove side high. It's almost like they're waiting for him. Okay, so if you look at all of those pieces of that, and you look at Cassidy pulling him. Now, Wiggy, God bless you, brother, but you're a football player. You're not a hockey player.
I am a hockey player.
So let's just step that.
I play hockey.
No, you're not a hockey player. You don't talk hockey.
I do talk hockey.
You talk football.
I grew up playing hockey.
You don't understand how
if
you watch the last three games,
my friend.
Watch the last three games. Go back and look at the goals and the tapes. Of course,
soft spot on the boards.
Horrible.
Don't talk hockey anymore, Wiggy.
Come on, you can't talk football either, brother. Come on, let's get it right here.
Forechecking.
You're a hockey. You're not a hockey player.
Play
understand the game
zones.
A little bit.
Neutral zone.
Barry Trotz outcoached Bruce Cassidy in those last three games. It couldn't be any more apparent. All right, watch the flow of the play. Watch the confusion. Here's one thing, Greg. You could see this last night. Check out the overskating of the Bruins last night. The passes weren't crisp.
Yeah.
Well, they were on the heels of the sticks.
Look at how many times the New York Islanders poke-checked the puck going across the blue line.
Ooh, poke-checking. That's a big hockey term right there. That's a huge
Jilly, it's Jimmy Sensabella. I'm just having fun with you guys this morning. Jesus, come on now.
Let the adults talk hockey, Wiggy.
Chara had a tremendous reach with his poke check.
Oh, my God. Dale the Plant looks awful this morning.
He does.
Very depressed.
Oh, Wilkin.
Very depressed.
Not enough tape to take city. Passes.
This is Aiden. Hello, Aiden.
Hey, what's going on?
I
was hearing about that other guy saying that it wasn't true about the Biden thing.
Yeah.
And I got on the Hindu Times, and
on
I was
what?
Reading about it.
On the what?
The Hindu Times.
Hindu.
The Hindu Times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have the online subscription.
And it said it is true? The Hindu Times said it was true?
They did. They said it was true, and he also banned the word father.
And he banned the word father, too?
Okay. And father time.
I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, I got it right here on Newsweek.
On Newsweek?
Yeah, so I don't know. Is that
legit? Is that a reputable source, Ken?
Is that reputable?
I'm sorry, what?
Newsweek. The Biden administration budget includes public health sections addressing efforts to reduce maternal mortality rates and end race-based disparities in maternal. I don't get this. The budget also.
I just thought you just said you had it right there.
Yeah, but I don't get where they're trying to go. They want to get rid of word mother and use birthing people instead of the word mother because
who's
of
they?
Race.
What are you talking about?
Me, I'm they.
Yeah.
Does it say that? Does it say the Biden administration?
Yep.
Would like to get rid of the term mother.
Yes.
And use birthing person.
Yep. Yep. But okay.
Let's get rich in Springfield.
So we can't talk Celtics today, but this we got to do today.
Yeah, I don't know what
it's
can't
wait for this for tomorrow?
Because I guess it's like maternal mortality rates. I don't know. And race. It says it's disparity. disparity
Stop.
Between black,
oh my God.
American Indian, and Alaska Native.
Read that in your head and then give us the findings.
I'm telling you what it says right here. Just Google Newsweek. The word mother with birthing mothers, with birthing people is what they want to do.
That's what they want to do.
I'm just telling you. Okay. That's why
I don't know what the hell you're saying. It doesn't make any sense.
That's why I wanted to talk lemon pep and wings, but you wanted to go down this Karen Spilker road.
I didn't direct us this way at all.
Cicadas.
What?
Can you turn my iPod on right now, please, Ken?
Okay.
I would like to. I have a ear moth for this very topic which we are discussing right now.
You know this one, Wiki?
I think so.
It's Danzig. It's called Birthing Person. Birthing Person.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say.
Birthing Person.
All right, enough of that. Enough. Enough of that nonsense. Fake news.
Sounds like Judas Priest.
Hello, Mac.
Hey, yo. What's up, guys? How are we doing?
What's going on, Mac?
Hey, I'm just calling to defend Wiggy. Mm-hmm. I was his line mate once in a charity hockey game for the Comedy All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in the locker room, and I saw Wiggy in the locker room like, this guy can't play hockey. And mm-hmm. it was me, him, and LB were line mates.
Mm-hmm.
And LB accidentally took out Terry O'Reilly and left early. I think he had a couple too many wobbly pops before the game.
Well, are you saying he pulled the bobs? he pulled the bobs.
I don't drink beer.
I barely got a high five out of LB before he left. But Wiggy can fly on. I was shocked how good of a hockey player he is. He is an athlete.
Yeah.
He can skate. Like he's running. He's a good hockey player, and I just wanted to call him, defend him, because he does know hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Who tied his skates for him? Because there's no way he's getting...
I think it was him and LB sat in the corner together tying each other's skates.
LB gave me the skate hook, so I didn't have to...
Oh, yeah, the skate hook? I used to have one of those when I was a kid.
He gave me the skate hook, yeah. I skate circles around most of these people.
Oh,
that
yeah,
say
I'm
I
sure
can't.
You would. Yeah.
I will. That's say I can't skate.
Yeah, yeah. The circle is going to be in the ice when you fall
okay.
on it.
Yeah, no.
Hello, Hazel.
Circles around them.
Hello, Hazel.
Hi.
Hi, Hazel.
Hi.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you doing? You guys are crazy today, but Wiggy, you can't say Google. You have to say internet search because you're being very like product oriented.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah,
I didn't Google it.
So it's the internet search.
Yeah, you can't say Google it. Internet search. It's like saying, can I have a Kleenex? It's really not a Kleenex. It's a tissue. Oh, it's
okay.
A brand.
Learn something every day.
That's an excellent point.
I feel
it's
like
worth
I'm
a Google. School. Can we Google it?
What's your favorite Sister Hazel song?
Hazel sounds like a teacher that you get in school. Like,
no, it's not really my name. I made it up, actually.
Oh. Jermaine, you can't use Google on your paper.
Well, but there are things that where there's a term for it,
mm-hmm.
where the brand becomes the word for the action.
Oh.
So, if you are sending something and you say, I'm going to FedEx this,
mm-hmm.
but you're still, some people, they're using UPS or what have you, but they still say, I'm going to FedEx it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're saying, so this term has entered like the dictionary as in like yada, yada, yada. From George Costanza from Seinfeld?
Yeah, yes.
It's is that what's happening?
Sort of exactly like that.
So I'm going to send it carrier?
Well, you send it overnight mail would be the way that you might say that, I guess.
Well, like putting a Band-Aid on it.
Right.
That's the brand. Right,
correct. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for setting me up with an awesome segue. You know, Wiggy reminds me of that guy in the stoner circle that just like, ooh, I got it. nothing he says makes sense for like the next 5.5 minutes, but everybody else is so stoned that they just listen anyways.
Yeah, that's him exactly.
High conversations are the best to have.
You know, man. So I actually called about two quick things. Well, three. I feel like Scott from Weymouth right now. Bruins, man, there was no effort last night. I blame it on Butch. He shouldn't have started Tuukka. Tuukka was hurt. Should have started the Swayman and just locked it down in front of the net with the forwards and everybody else. Moving on. Yeah, weak sauce, Greg, when you're just using Frank's Buffalo. You gotta put something together. Like, I make this Buffalo buttermilk ranch sauce with heavy garlic.
That sounds good.
Wow, it sounds great.
And it's on regular wings, right?
What's that?
You put that on like a real wing, not Greg's boneless wings.
No, a real wing, Wiggy, yeah. And you slow cook them for a while, and then you flash fry them to get that crispiness around the edges.
Wow.
So
that sounds
now,
good.
Now, as far as the I'm actually going to do it on my podcast in a couple weeks. I'm going to make the sauce right there.
Oh.
Hot takes for cold feet, by the way.
Okay.
And as far as the cicadas go, It's just called Brood X. Apparently, like, every 17 years, these things pop out of the ground. That's how long it takes these eggs and larvae to mature. And when they do, there's just this massive orgy that they have. And that's why they're all buzzing around all over the place. And then they just all die off, and the eggs go back in the ground.
Hmm. It's a cicada orgy.
Jared Tenorgy.
I want some of that sauce he was talking about.
Has Jack been signed to come back next year?
I think he has. I think he's on the contract.
Another free agent.
But how much does it suck? We could have had Friday night, game seven at the Garden.
I know.
God.
It's extremely disappointing.
Think about how many meatballs we could have got thanks to Cam Neely.
And honestly, I mean, again, they were not those guys, no heart last night. I'm sorry.
No, I don't get that.
Come on, Ken. What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Who did
that
you
mean?
See heart from other heart. Than Marsh and McAvoy? Who did you see heart from?
I mean, they were in it. They scored again in the third.
They were in it.
Two-goal game.
You thought they were in it down two in the third period.
They misplayed the puck. They had severe giveaways, drastic giveaways.
Do you think they were flying
they're
around?
They're not the better team.
You think they were
Carlo.
Flying
they
around?
They were favored in every game, including last night. So somebody thought they were a better team.
Do you think they were flying around like they were in period one of game five?
Well, we expected the Coliseum to be rocking. That was going to be a tough place to play.
So that's when you got to take your sense of urgency and your level up to a whole nother level.
That's why I told you game five was must win, and you mocked me. That was the game at home.
They were a touch physical. The first period, Connor Clifton had a pretty good hit that first period.
I didn't really see any big hits from the Bruins. There wasn't much. No. Forecheck was lazy. You know, they were getting robbed on back checks, you know, so skating into the zone with the puck. They weren't carrying it with speed. A little hockey talk right
Greg, how many people that listen to this show heard Wiggy say the series is over and just turned it off, and they think they're just waiting for the next opponent?
Could be true.
Yeah, they're buying tickets right now for Friday night.
But Greg, you put it on the D, right? That's
I did.
Blame.
Squarely on the D.
Because they didn't try or because they were outmanned or had a bad night? Or a combination of three.
I just think that there were guys who needed to step up. Grizzlick in specific.
Right. Two giveaways. Does that mean he wasn't trying?
Or he's not a player worthy of the Boston Bruins in that situation.
He just shouldn't be top pair. At that point, he's top pair because McAvoy's out. Carlo's out.
If there was only someone on the ice that could overcome defensive issues and do something in a part of the ice that's closest
to proximity.
How about
that terrible prediction? Curtis predicting Tuukka Rask shutout last night. Another jinx.
Yeah, my brilliance could not overtake and outshine the jinx that Wiggy has.
There's a lot of jinxes going on here.
The Islanders have earned the right to move on and to be swept by the Lightning. Right?
Tampa's good. Yeah, probably.
Tampa's really good.
They are really, really good.
They can put the puck in the net.
Really good. All right. Quick reminder that if for some reason you cannot listen to this show on the radio, you can stream it at WEEI.com or on the brand new Odyssey app. So download the app and you can take us wherever you go. You can also politely ask your smart speaker to play WEEI.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI.
Finally, I figured out. Tuukka, just what are your thoughts about your future here in Boston and in the game?
We'll see. I don't have any thoughts right now. It's pretty, tough loss.
So we're going to sleep a few nights, and we're going to have our exit meetings and start planning on the future.
We thought we would be talking about when it came to round two of the NHL playoffs and a bit of a collapse, I guess, for your Boston Bruins.
Now, that is a well-crafted pop song.
Where it actually is a pretty good song.
I love that song.
Pretty good song. I might add that to Greg's List on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's releasing in 2023.
Greg's List. That'll wake people up.
Where do you rank it when it comes to collapses by this Bruins team? It's not as bad as Game 7 against the Flyers, right?
In, no.
What was that, 2010?
Well, that was a 3-0 series lead, yeah. That's epic. That's top of the list.
Blackhawks, 2013, yeah. Game 6.
Third period alone. You know, I feel like I'm like a honk or something by saying if Carlo's healthy, they win the series. But that's how I feel. That one hit changed everything. But yeah. I agree. Like, I can hear Wiggy saying, what about the Celtics? They had injuries, and you ripped them from stem to stern. And it's true. But it feels like that one injury was so just dramatic, gigantic.
It was a big loss. This is Art. Hello, Art.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Art?
Well, you know, after watching that debacle last night, the Bruins' biggest problem is they don't have any physical presence on this hockey team. There is no response, like you guys mentioned before, anything. I mean, all the liberties they took against all the Bruins star players, they couldn't respond to it. They don't have the people to be able to do that. So I think that's a major problem. The Bruins have always built their team around some toughness. You don't need John Wensink out there, but you need a Lucic type of player. You need a guy who can play hockey and stick up for his teammates. You also got to get away from the smallest defensive core in the history of the NHL. Because these guys try hard. They give you everything they've got. They're physically not able to do it. And Tampa Bay, that team used to, the last couple of years, have thrown the Bruins around physically. They got to really revamp the whole thing. There's a lot of work to be done. I think maybe Tuukka Rask and Swayman go 50-50 next year if you get Tuukka back for a right price. Maybe that's the way to go in goal. But and Brandon Carlo, with these concussions, guys, the outlook on this type of situation when this many concussions occur is bleak.
Yeah, it is.
He's just going to be—he's going to be sitting there waiting for the next one to occur. It's going to occur without nearly as much trauma to his head, and it's—they really got to revamp the whole thing. So Sweeney has his work cut out for him. A lot of big, big decisions, and I also was very unimpressed with Taylor Hall in this series. I think he disappeared mightily when the lights were brightest.
Yeah, I said that earlier. I mean, not that long ago that I was, end of season, I was saying sign the guy up, and he disappeared this series. He absolutely did. I mean, your intent there was to do something. You have an unbelievable first line, maybe the best in hockey, and your idea, your thought process is, create yourself a second line that can at least put the puck in the net. It happened for a little while, end of the regular season, but it didn't extend into the playoffs. And then, honestly, I don't know, what is Cassidy, why is the fourth line playing in that game with less than 10 minutes left?
Yeah, I don't get it. But what about Krejci on that second line? He disappears too. I mean, you're putting it all on Taylor Hall, but what about Krejci? What about Craig Smith? That whole second line.
Would you re-sign Krejci?
Nah, I probably wouldn't. How many are you going to keep re-signing these old guys?
I mean, Krejci had 7 points in the series. He didn't play that poorly. I
mean, two goals.
Okay. I
mean, So
you put Coyle on your second line? Like, what are your other options?
I don't know. Coyle's a Rockland kid. I think he's going to turn it around this year.
Terrible prediction by LB. Nothing from Coyle.
I know.
But it's the five.
Nothing. Another guy, no show.
Isn't Krejci from Scituate?
I think he's from...
he's from South Weymouth.
I thought he was from Dorchester.
Coyle's from Weymouth. He's from South Weymouth.
Cassidy's from Mattapan.
But when are you going to get to the point where you go and you look at this hockey team and you start to go, Well, we need to change something up front because our window is closing. And these guys
Your
are just...
window is there's like a sliver of an opening left in the window.
Okay, so why do you continue to re-sign guys like that are 35 years old?
Well, because you have a, and if you're referring to Bergeron and Marchand,
and no, Krejci,
you have a couple of the top 10 forwards in the NHL. I mean, I you know, the guy earlier who said he's done with Bergie is an absolute idiot.
But it seems like Krejci gets most of his points, and Ken brought up his points, gets them on the power play. So you have four assists on a power play, but how's your 5-on-5 play? You have two goals throughout the whole six games that you play. So that's a good series when you go, okay, you got 7 points, five assists and two goals, and four of those assists came on a power play?
This is Dave from Connecticut. What's up, Dave?
I think the other caller was right about the small D. Think about the St. Louis series, too, when they lost Game 7. Getting pushed around.
Yeah.
I think what it really is the league has changed to, as you know, a quicker puck-moving D. We've been caught in the middle here, where in the playoffs, they seem to, I'm not someone to cry about refs, but they've definitely changed the calls, and they go to the other style, the old style, and it's cost us.
I mean, that's a good way to look at it. I said earlier that Don Sweeney is obsessed with these smaller, quicker defensemen, and I don't think that worked for you last night.
But their plan was to have Kevin Miller and Carlo, right? So that's not what they intended. But when they designed the team, that's what they're hoping. I'm not saying it's not.
Aren't injuries inevitable in hockey? Like, you're going to lose players. So why do we keep talking about that? That's something the team couldn't control. Let's talk about what they could control.
Well, they should have been able, Curtis, you brought up a great point, being the hockey genius at this station.
I prefer Mr. Hockey.
Mr. Hockey. Why didn't they prepare for the Carlo injury when it happened during the season, during the trade deadline, and saying, let's bring in a guy similar to his style that gives us a big defenseman? I know Tenorti's a little bit of that player, but why not have depth in that style of player rather than smaller Mike Riley type of player?
And if Ken's right that Carlo is the reason they're going home instead of advancing, that really should have pushed their hand in getting another top-line defenseman at the trade deadline, because he already had the massive concussion against Tom Wilson, and despite Fitzy's best try, he was not going to come back from the second one.
Did you see that 774 text? It says, is that another segment idea from the Tim and Wiggy lunch? When are you going to get to the point with Wiggy?
Point about what?
I don't know which one he's referring to.
I always get to the point.
Wiggy's winners was one segment idea, and the other one is, when are you going to get to the point with Wiggy?
Well, I come up with a lot of good ideas.
You do. You have great ideas.
How's your lunch, your ideas?
I don't have any good ideas.
I usually take my ideas and have them out.
That's a good question, Wiggy. Ideas. They've had like 20 hours of meals, over 15K in total bills.
And they talk about the ideas that I throw against
the wall. Your ideas? What have you two come up with?
Let's have Coco call and go into Connecticut.
Who paid for lunch?
It was on the house. No, he paid for it.
Oh, he paid for
it? Yeah, it was a sub and a salad.
Okay.
I mean, what's that? $20?
Did you order something to go as well?
No,
You never know when you're going to get another lunch.
I was hoping for something for Mrs. Wiggins. I was hoping for a nice dinner, some drinks, but unfortunately, his nights were consumed with having to have dinner with you.
Okay, so you only got a lunch out of
that. And he was texting you the whole time.
Maybe it'll be dinner next time.
Well, that's what he said. So I don't know when the next time is.
All right. I would like to thank today's Dress Greg sponsor. It is Anrik Irrigation out of Milford, New Hampshire. Rick Nantel, who donated at least $100, probably more, so that I would wear this Anrik Irrigation shirt this morning. If you would like me to wear the shirt or the hat or any other clothing item representing your business, and you are willing to make a donation to the Greg Hill Foundation, I will do so. So you could go to the website to figure out how you do that, thegreghillfoundation.org. That is thegreghillfoundation.org, and you can dress Greg.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.